bad news came true for Ireland's beef industry yesterday. The beef exports from Ireland to China have been stopped again due to the detection of blue tongue here just over 2 weeks after the market reopened. The Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine confirmed that under protocol governing the beef trade between Ireland and China, the department is required to notify competent authorities in China of an outbreak of certain diseases, including blue tongue. The department notified the relevant Chinese authority of the outbreak. The Chinese then subsequently informed the department it suspended the acceptance of beef exported from Ireland effective from yesterday. And this is particularly difficult given that beef exports to China had only reopened to Irish beef 2 weeks ago, having been stopped over a year earlier in October 2024 after an atypical case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE in other words, was discovered in a cow here. The animal was tested mid-September 2024, and in front of those results, authorities in China as well as in South Korea were informed and the exports halted in line with the agreements in place with both countries. It was confirmed over the weekend that an outbreak of blue tongue was detected in a cattle herd in County Wexford, and the department held an emergency meeting with stakeholders on Monday evening, and a detailed briefing was given. It reiterated the case was detected through culled cow routine surveillance in a slaughterhouse, and the department is continuing to carry out investigations and surveillance in the southeast and is tracing animals which moved out of the affected herd to establish the degree to which the disease may be present. With me on the line to talk about this is John Joe Fitzgerald of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, Vice President Association. John Joe, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme. And look, this is disappointing news, isn't it?
It is, Gerry. Good morning to you and your listeners. It is very disappointing for us, Gerry. You know, we're struggling often enough, to do with the beef industry and with different diseases and stuff as farmers. And there this morning now, we see there's 11 animals on four different farms in the Blackwater area down in Wexford that have the disease. Look, it's worrying for us going forward and going through the year. At the moment, there is no restrictions on these farms because of the temperature, I suppose, being so low in the winter period. And the spread of this disease is by midges, and the midges are not active at the moment. So when we move in closer to May, I suppose, from May until October, that's when we have the peak period for these midges, and that's where it's transmitted from, Jerry. And I suppose for the case to come into Ireland, what we have been told, it was bought in probably by an infected midge in the wind. So look, going forward for us, it's worrying, Jerry.
Yeah, how I know there was a stakeholder meeting on Monday and there was information that came out of that, and obviously they're trying to, traceability is the key thing here, to try and keep a control of it, but it's difficult to manage, I'd imagine. And how important is it that it's controlled as much as it can now, as you said, John Joe, before the weather improves and midges start to reactivate?
Yeah, it is, I suppose. That's why they're doing the testing of animals on these, on this locality, Jerry. And I suppose on top of that, they're doing traceability as well, see has there been any stock sold out of these areas and where have they gone to. And I want to get a hold of that straight away because, like, from the temperature rises, Jerry, above 12, between 12 and 15 degrees, if you have midges in a locality and you have an infected cow or whatever there, if they bite that infected cow, then we start the cycle all over again. So it's very important for the moment for the department to know to get on top of this, Jerry, and hopefully, look, they're doing their best. We cannot knock them. We got a great briefing from them on Monday morning, and they're very proactive on that, Jerry, and hopefully we can get on top of this. But as I say, going forward, Jerry, for us, you know, it's a serious concern.
Yeah, and there's important to say as well, there's no food safety or human health risks from blue tongue. Milk and meat are safe to consume. This is a virus spread by as I said, biting midges, which are present in Ireland, generally most active between April and November. But a surveillance is being carried out to ensure early detection in additional herds. But they want vigilance from all farmers to detect any cases promptly before it can replicate and become established.
Yeah, that's the big thing, Jory. Look, it, there's no food safety concerns with it, with dairy products or any type of product. It is healthy. So, look, it is a virus. It can be spread by the midges. But as I say, for farmers, you need to be very, very vigilant. And especially now as well, you know, we're going into the calving period and we move on to the lambing period. And look, there is clinical signs, I suppose, that you can see, which is a rise, fever in an animal, loss of appetite, yeah. Drop in milk yields, redness of the mucous membranes there, Jerry, sores on noses and stuff like that. But the big thing is the swelling of the face and lips, and that's where you get the blue tongue and the appearance of the blue tongue on that. And that creates severe difficulties then, you know, for animals. It affects their breathing or their breathing in air and stuff like that, Jerry. So, look, it's a lot of discomfort for animals, and certain animals have to be put down. And look, for us going in as well, I suppose now into lambing period and the lowland flocks and stuff during the southeast, look, you could have cases of deformities and the fetus and stuff there, and sheep or ewes throwing lambs and stuff like that. So that is a worry for us, Jerry. But the big thing for farmers, if you see any clinical signs, please report it to your local DVO office or your vet, and they will deal with it. They're very proactive on it.
Yeah, and look, I know there'll be cooperation from farmers on this with the department, because nobody wants it to get established here, and everyone wants to keep these markets open as export markets for Ireland. And hopefully, you know, the timing of it, 2 weeks China was open after over a year and a half closed, but hopefully it gets back open again.
Yes, Jerry, and look there as well, live animal movement into the Northern Ireland. Look, that's not happening at the moment, but you can sell animals live if they're going to slaughter and stuff like that. So that market is open. There will be some restrictions going into some European markets, but that will be dealt with by their proactive working in that, the department at the moment. And look for us as well, Jerry, I suppose, going forward. There will be vaccines on the market shortly. They're stockpiling them at the moment. I suppose for sheep there, Jerry, there'll be a one-shot injection, I suppose, for sheep. And for cattle there, it'll be a case of two shots or two injections 3 weeks apart. Now, the problem with this, Jerry, I suppose, is the cost. What I'm hearing there this morning, you're talking anything for €4.50 for a ewe and up to €9 per cow or per big animal.
Will there be any state support for that, John Judd, do you think, to help farmers eradicate it? Or will it be down to farmers to pay?
Yeah, we're fighting with that at the moment, Jerry. I suppose, look, we're proactive with the department and that. See, can they do something for us, Jerry? Because, look, we need to keep our exports and alive, because it keeps rural Ireland alive. Let's keep it that way. And hopefully, look, they are proactive on that, Jerry. So we are having discussions with them. But, look, we'll keep working on it, and hopefully I'll be able to give you an update on that as we go forward.
Okay, all right. John Joe, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that. That's John Joe Fitzgerald there with us on the line with that news on the blue tongue outbreak in Wexford. That's being monitored. John Joe Fitzgerald, Irish Nature and Hill Farm Association Vice President, talking about that stakeholder meeting which held on Monday about the outbreak, the Chinese market closing down, unfortunately, again yesterday, and needing a rollout of those vaccines and state support as well.